Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. Central Command says at least three service members were killed and 25 soldiers were injured in a drone attack on a base in northeast Jordan. President Biden saying on Sunday, while we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. This as tensions are continuing to rise between the United States and Houthi rebels in the Middle East as the two continue to launch attacks on one another. The fighting comes as a result of the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown, joins ABC's This Week and says the United States does not want the conflict to expand further.
As I provide advice, we think about the approach we take. We want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces. At the same time, not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
The Biden administration has sued Texas for deploying razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News says no one should interfere with Texas's border policy.
What we're doing in Texas works. For the Biden administration and Joe Biden and Mayorkas want to come in and cut the wire when we're having success makes no sense to anyone, even the rank-and-file Border Patrol on the border that we work very well with.
In the latest string of arson attacks in what has been part of Antifa-linked Stop the City activist movement, equipment of a construction company that is involved in building Atlanta's new public safety training center was burned at a townhome construction site. The training center has been dubbed Cop City by activists who oppose it. The arson attacks have cost nearly $10 million in damage to the state, and similar attacks in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York have been traced back to the Stop Cop City movement. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The two Republicans left in the race for president had a busy weekend campaigning. USA's Laura Winters reports former President Trump was in Nevada while Nikki Haley in South Carolina.
Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Las Vegas. He praises House Speaker Mike Johnson for announcing the bipartisan Senate immigration bill is dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled House.
Mike Johnson, Speaker, he just said it's dead on arrival in the House. It's dead on arrival. We want either a strong bill or no bill, and whatever happens, happens.
And that is partly because the bill is tied to Ukraine funding.
And what I worry about for all of us is these court cases are going to go on for another year.
And Trump's former U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, back in her home state of South Carolina, campaigning ahead of the February 24th Republican presidential primary. Haley says Trump has too many distractions with the court cases he's facing.
And you know who sees that? Russia, China, Iran. That's who sees that. That's why I'm worried. That's the problem I have.
Two protesters in Paris were arrested Sunday after they splashed soup on the bulletproof glass protecting the Mona Lisa. Reports say the environmental protesters were demanding healthy and sustainable food. Congregations within the United Methodist Church continue to leave the mainline denomination even after an official disaffiliation.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Looking forward to our next conversation with Doug Burton. He's a writer for the American Media Institute, a former State Department official, and he's going to be talking about his latest trip to Nigeria. You know, we hear... Nigeria, and you think, okay, why are we talking about Nigeria? Is there any relationship whatsoever? And maybe you didn't even think about this at all. Does this have anything to do? Is there any, you know, with all the violence that's taking place, is there any connection between what's happening in Nigeria and this part of the world, the attack on Christian communities, the brutal attacks that are taking place that are leaving children orphaned and communities just absolutely bereft. It is heartbreaking what's going on, but, it's almost at every turn. You got 32 wars, roughly, happening right now in our world today. But some would wonder and saying, okay, with what's happening in Nigeria, does it have anything to do whatsoever with what's going on in the Gaza? With Israel and Hamas. And Doug is going to be reporting on this breaking truth, Nigerian news. It's an exclusive story, and I'll outline it briefly. And we're on standby right now, trying to connect, with Doug. And he says he believes that Truth Nigeria is the first to report on this top secret document. Now, this is a document that the New York Times did not want Stephen Inada to make a parallel between Nigeria and Israel. So you go, okay, why? What's going on? Is there some sort of cover-up? What are we doing? Well, an ISIS film has announced that the Cameroon massacre that you may or may not heard about that happened on January the 1st of this year. Okay, talk about opening up the new year with this massacre that took place as vengeance for the Gaza deaths. Now, the terrorist kingpin in Cameroon cited in a confidential memo reviewing the events of this Black Christmas mass attacks, and this propaganda video produced by the Islamic State of West Africa illustrates a bloody massacre of unarmed families in northern Cameroon. Claiming the atrocity that took place on January the 1st, 2024, was in retaliation for Muslim lives lost in the Gaza. And this is being reported by Truth Nigeria. This two-minute video bears the stamp of AMAQ, the ISIS news agency, and proclaims the atrocity is vengeance against Israel for taking the lives of Palestinians in the Gaza war. So, as if it's not... Here, I mean, there's no doubt, what's going on in Israel and the Gaza is a veritable, you know, powder keg. I mean, other major wars have started, you know, for a lot less than what's going on right now. And it's quite the tightrope that I believe that, you know, so many countries there in the area, even, you know, the Arab nations are wondering, because this is a double-edged sword here, that you can support what's going on with the Palestinians, but it's at your own expense. Because, you know, sometimes it becomes a practical issue. You know, what are we benefiting from this? I say we, I mean the corporate we, all the nations there. I mean, this is a huge hit economically for, you know, for Israel and all the other surrounding, it's having an impact. And of course, you know, what's happening in the Red Sea and the other, you know, transport areas of, you know, fuel getting to other countries with the Houthis going crazy. You see, and Iran just keeps on, you know, keeps on supporting and, you know, paying for all this disruption that's taking place. And I know the State Department and other, you know, countries are tentative about dealing, you know, with the source of all this for fear that it could ignite something, you know, that we really, you know, shake up a hornet's nest here. But something, you know, something has to be done because, you know, because of what Hamas put into action. And Hamas did this with the knowledge of Iran, certainly. And here it is, you know, and now they've really kind of, in a sense, blown their opportunity because I don't see. I mean, if they ever needed, if they ever needed the, you know, the support and hope of an opportunity to have a two-state solution, that's gone. I don't know. I mean, and Benjamin Netanyahu has said as much. This is history. It's not going to happen. And, of course, this has been going on, you know, as my good friend Bill Salas has been reporting on. This is what they call ancient hatred. This is going on thousands of years. And here we are in the West, you know, trying to understand something that's been going on forever. And that, you know, the people have been indoctrinated. It's like even Benjamin Netanyahu has come to the conclusion that he can't let UNRWA, you know, be a part of the culture within Israel because they're part and parcel of the problem. You know, they're promoting the propaganda. I don't know if you saw the booklets that are used, you know, as part of the educational curriculum there amongst the Arab kids. I mean, they are, it's racist. They're promoting this ancient hatred that's gone on forever, and it all seeming so innocent. And these, you know, coloring books are, you know, things that are geared and fashioned for young kids. But the message is consistent. And that is that, you know, there's not going to be peace in the Middle East until Israel is no more. Well, you know, historically, we know it's not going to happen. I mean, the Arabs from time to time have come after, you know, God's chosen people and his land. It's not fared well. Not fared well for them. And even though right now the situation is, you know, it's tentative and it's tough for all that they've been in. What are we, 114 days of war that's gone on? And they're saying that still 80% of those tunnels there in the Gaza are basically operational. And, of course, in those tunnels, when you talk warfare, I mean, it's no wonder the casualty rate continues to increase as the IDF puts themselves into harm's way in order to root out these protected areas. And this is a very, very dangerous situation. And so, you know, we continue to pray for the peace of Israel. We pray, you know, for the safety of the IDF. We pray for resolution. But, you know, I think in terms of resolution, you know, with the Palestinians who have long had a standing philosophy that they cannot coexist, you know, with the Jews, this is untenable. and there's no interest to be able to get along and live. Now, there's no doubt there are some Jews that believe it is possible, and they've realized it. But anyway, stay with us. We've got
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and success. We've got Doug Burton on the line, the writer for American Media Institute and former State Department official. Doug, glad we could connect to talk about your latest trip in Nigeria and, of course, this breaking news about what happened in Cameroon on January the 1st of this year.
Right. Hi, Bill. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Yeah, I'm sorry we were interrupted here. Yeah, that's right. We have the first story about a ISIS video that recorded a terrible massacre. I don't know how many people. It was in Cameroon. The interesting thing is that this is the news agency of Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and it features narrators who are speaking the native language of Nigeria of the north, that is the Fulani language, and the, also the Hausa language, which is the common language in the north. And these are terrorists who are projecting their message in this language to Nigeria, which is the most populous country in West Africa. It's the first that I've seen of it. Of course, my translator says that it's quite common for the ISIS videos to use the native languages in West Africa. The concerning thing is that it seems to coincide with atrocities that were committed in north central Nigeria from Christmas Eve. That's called the Black Christmas Massacres.
Right. Well, and the thing is, Doug, as you realize, with some frustration, is there's so little being reported, on this horrific vengeance that's taking place there in Nigeria.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. I have been working this lonely beat partly as a calling since 2019 because I had the skills. I had retired from the Washington Times as an editor, and I couldn't see very much coverage of this area, but I saw the pictures of the Christian farmers in the Middle Belt, and it was horrific. No one was covering it, so I thought, I have to do it.
Thank God.
Fortunately, more people are hearing the call, and they are expressing outrage. As we speak, we're on the first day of a conference called the World International Religious Freedom Summit in Washington. And I think as we speak, Congressman Chris Smith and some other lawmakers are talking about the seriousness of the Nigerian problem and how it affects the United States.
Well, clearly, I'd mentioned to the audience before, Doug, I think we've got something like 32 wars taking place right now.
Yeah.
And the persecution of Christians seems to be a consistent theme in a lot of these wars and these conflicts that are taking place. And it would cause me, as a man of faith, to discern that something is happening at the spiritual level in such a way that we have this manifestation and attack on people of faith, worldwide taking place.
Bill, I think there's no doubt about it. And I volunteer with a group that was started 5 years ago called Save the Persecuted Christians. And according to them, Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. And there is severe persecution in 200 countries. Mm. Most people who are killed, most Christians killed for their faith in the world are Nigerians. In fact, Open Doors says that 8 out of 10 Christians who are killed every year are Nigerian citizens. That's astonishing.
I was not aware of that number. That is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. That's about 6,000 people a year, at least. That's a conservative estimate.
Now, the Nigerians being martyred at this rate, is it, what is it? I mean, is it just there's just so much hatred right there in Nigeria, or the Nigerians are just not, for lack of reporting? I mean, here you are, you're bringing light to the area. I'm sure that's all contributing to this, right?
Right. It's one of the first questions that I dealt with because I've been in the news game for 40 years. Uh-huh. Why isn't it being reported? And what I came to realize is that there's a fog of war regarding the root cause of the violence in Nigeria. And partly the Nigerian media itself is fuzzing up the picture because it's very tame, doesn't ask questions. It's largely controlled by the government itself, not directly like in the Soviet Union time, but it's controlled indirectly through patronage and through favors and threats to the owners of the media that don't cooperate. So the Nigerian reporters themselves have been using vague terms about the perpetrators of the Muslim-owned Christian killings. They use terms like unknown gunmen, hooligans, or they use more recently bandits. And fortunately, with the new administration coming in this year, they are using the correct term, terrorists.
Yes.
Most of the killings are done by Islamist terrorists. They come in different varieties. There's an insurgency that's ISIS-related. There's an Al-Qaeda insurgency. But more than half of all the killings are done by Muslim bandit gangs. These are radicalized bandit gangs that claim they're killing people in the name of jihad.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, they're just mercenaries. They're just killing people, like the Chicago Mafia killed people in 1933. But they are nonetheless contributing to the Islamization of the country. So I want to clarify one thing. I did work for the newspapers you've mentioned, also the Epoch Times. We did many, many stories for them, the Catholic News Agency. But I am currently the managing editor of a new website, and I want your folks to know about it. It's called TruthNigeria.com. Let me say that again.
TruthNigeria.com.
This is the only website that is giving the full factual detail about the massacres, and we're identifying the complicity of the Nigerian government authorities. Unfortunately, that's well documented, and we started to document this under Epoch Times.
Yes.
But recently, 7 months ago, I began affiliating and editing this website at the behest of a wonderful nonprofit started just 6 years ago in Iowa. It's called Equipping the Persecuted. And Equipping the Persecuted sponsored my trip to Nigeria. Just came back a few days ago. And there I saw amazing humanitarian aid being given by the private sector.
Wow. This has got to be just such a massive ordeal here, Doug. The thing is, again, it really says something about how we can get lost in our humanity. I mean, this is Nigeria. People may say, well, it's Nigeria. It's just, some third world country. What does it matter? But, it's the kind of thing that, what happens in Nigeria just doesn't stay in Nigeria, does it?
No, exactly right. Nigeria, by the way, is a very big, complex country, and it's full of very educated people. There's more than 1 million Nigerian migrants or expatriates in the United States. They're all around us. Many people don't realize when they go to the doctor that they're seeing a Nigerian doctor, especially if it's, one of these patient-first organizations, one of the new franchise groups. A very large percentage of medical personnel, nurses, are Nigerian in origin. And Nigerians are coming to this country and excelling in everything they do. They excel in academia, in sports, in teaching. Mm-hmm. They come with conservative values. They have big families. They don't practice abortion or contraception. So they tend to have a lot of kids. And they are succeeding in the United States. So we're the beneficiaries of this migration. But back home, people who live in the Middle Belt, which is very rich in mineral wealth and farmland, is oppressed by this Islamization. They're having hell.
Yeah.
In the Middle Belt, some of the poorest people live, and there's actually conditions of famine that's artificially created by this Islamist terrorism. It's a pity that the United States is turning a blind eye to it.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is it's also a pity that you have quality people leaving their country. Yes, we're the benefactor of it, but at what expense, for Nigerians, right?
I think
that needs to be considered. Yeah,
sure.
Without a doubt. Well, Doug Burton has been with us. Of course, we clarify the record. He's the new editor for TruthNigeria.com. And Doug, look forward to having you back. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. Central Command says at least three service members were killed and 25 soldiers were injured in a drone attack on a base in northeast Jordan. President Biden saying on Sunday, while we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. In the latest string of arson attacks in what has been part of Antifa-linked Stop the City activist movement, equipment of a construction company that is involved in building Atlanta's new public safety training center was burned at a townhome construction site. The training center has been dubbed Cop City by activists who oppose it. The arson attacks have cost nearly $10 million in damage to the state, and similar attacks in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York have been traced back to the Stop Cop City movement. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm going to have fun time here talking with Dr. Joe Hodel, and it might even be a Hodel, but and nonetheless, we'll clarify that in just a moment when we get connected with him. You know, as Americans, we tend to put athletes on pedestals, right? However, just like in any profession, some athletes let us down with their behavior on and off the field, while others inspire us to be better people. Well, in his latest book, Joe Hodel, called Sports Models. This is book one, so this tells you that there are many more books to come about, and why not? Because we just keep having, you know, some superstar athletes that need to be noted, and some getting caught doing good things, some maybe not so much, because after all, you know, whether you're a super athlete, you're still a humanoid, and with, you know, all the traits that, you know, being a human, you know, can be packaged into you. And last time I checked, Dr. Joe, I haven't seen anybody who's absolutely perfect. Have you?
That is a myth. That does not exist. Absolutely. Yeah. Good to talk to you this morning.
Well, I'm so glad to do this. You know, I love sports, and you know, we love athletes. And just as you write, you know, we have a tendency to put the athletes on a pedestal until all of a sudden they become a human, you know?
Absolutely, yes, and we do. You know, this is kind of a strange way to start out, but I was thinking about this the other day. You know, somewhere in the world there is someone who's curing cancer right now, right? They've got on their lab coat, they're in a laboratory, they've got their microscope out, but no one's watching that, right? No one's rooting for it. No one has their favorite scientist or their favorite company,
exactly.
Right? But we certainly do when it comes to sports. You know, we have our alma maters, or we have the teams that we root for, and then from those teams we get the players that we root for. And then we tend to think that because they're great at what they do, that they're automatically great people. They're people of great character, and that is just not true. Just like in all walks of life, there's some that are doing it the right way, treating people with respect, representing their sport, you know, with dignity, and then there's people that cut corners and cheat, and it runs the gamut.
Yeah, and people with an attitude, you know, because sometimes when you're competing, I mean, you get these, you know, I grew up as an athlete. Our family was very much geared that way. And, you know, and my dad was a very humble guy, and he coached us. And so he had little room and tolerance for people who were not humble and not respectful. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think arrogance, being conceited, even dogmatic, I think all of those get in the way of being a leader. And they get in the way of really working harder to be better at what you want to do. Because if you already think you're all that in a bag of chips, then it's you know, why go out there and struggle? Why go out there and try to get better? Because you're already that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I remember early on in my broadcast career, I had an opportunity. I played a little bit of tennis and was invited to a celebrity event. And I played against Ely Nastasi. It was a doubles thing, obviously. I mean, you know, I mean, like I could carry the guy's racket and that, but it was fun. But you know, he's a character, and when you realize the act that he's putting on, then it's not so offensive. But yet, you know, sometimes some of that charm or lack of thereof is lost in translation. You know, because you end up I don't know, in some cases. Some of the people, I don't know, you know, some might argue, well, it's, you know, for lack of talent, then they try to be a caricature, you know, within the sport. But, I mean, he was an excellent tennis player. There was no doubt. And a character. I mean, because this became, you know, whether it was he or, you know, John McEnroe again, you know, with his, you know, heated display and passion for the game and, you know, disgust, you know, to lose, you know, this is all part and parcel of the package. And, you know, some people get, you know, many people get turned off when it's, you know, that obtuse, right?
I would agree with that. And I would say that when I'm writing these books, Sports Role Models, book 1, 2, and 3, which are, you know, they're all out right now. And we basically look at 102 different athletes or coaches. The idea is that we wanted people who were great at their sport, but really that they were great people. And I think, you know, that's the defining factor. When I think about a McEnroe, you couldn't just say to a 12-year-old, hey, look up to this guy.
Right.
And so I wanted everyone to be in the book that you'd say, okay, I feel good about saying, let's look up to this guy. Be like him or her.
Mm. And as you said, there's certain manifestations. I mean, again, we're not perfect. And, you know, whether you're talking, you know, Muhammad Ali or Michael Jordan, you know, some gambling issues, you know, here and there. In terms of overall character, you know, they carried some traits that were, obviously, you know, his parents just raised him well and took care of him. And, you know, the tough thing about it is when you become an athlete, and you're in that superstar realm, boy, there's a lot of temptation that can knock you off your character course, right?
That's true. What I would say about any of this, if I were to write about you, Bill, and I, you know, I don't know you, but I bet if I talk to enough people in your life, that they could probably come up with something that you wouldn't want written in a book. And I think that's true of any human being, right? And so I didn't write, these are not all Boy Scouts. You know, these are not people without flaws. They all have character flaws. But what I did is I tried to pick people who exemplify a particular trait that either sports does teach or that it should teach. So even when you talk about Michael Jordan, he does have flaws. I mean, there's a lot of people that say he was, you know, he was all out just in it for winning, or he treated his teammates poorly, or we've got this gambling issues that, you know, we hear about. certainly rumors, and yet the trait that I chose him for is competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be hard pressed to find five people in the world who were more competitive than Michael Jordan.
Right, right. Kobe Bryant comes to mind very quickly,
mm-hmm.
But these were, you know, like they figured, you know, they were going to work at it harder than anybody else, and it wasn't always roses and rainbows for Michael Jordan. He had to overcome obstacles, you know, to become what he became, and also how his leadership affected, you know, the rest of the team. Scottie Pippen was such a compliment to Michael Jordan, and he became a better version of himself, and those around Michael Jordan became better versions of themselves, right?
Yes. Michael Jordan, if you played with him, he was going to get the best out of you. Whatever you thought you were, you're gonna be even better than that. And I think that's a sign of a great leader. And we could list another 100 people, coaches and athletes, that because of who they were and how they drove you to be better, you became a better player and hopefully a better person too.
Well, let's talk about Simone Biles. What you highlighted about her?
Sure, Simone Biles. A lot of people don't. Well, first of all, so who she is, right? She's probably the greatest gymnast of all time, and she won multiple gold medals for America. But when she first started out, she's 3 years of age, and her father had already abandoned her at birth, and her mother was addicted to crack cocaine. And she has a little sister, and they are playing out in the street, unsupervised, and Child Protective Services comes and takes her away. And she lives in foster homes for a good chunk, I'd say a year or two, until she was formally adopted by her grandparents and moved down to Texas and lived with them for, basically the rest of her childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great story in itself. But then there's this other crazy part. Sometimes you don't even know how your world changes in one moment.
Joe, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. Okay,
sure.
To be continued. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Joe Hodel, and we're talking about all three of his books. Okay, he's a best-selling author. He's profiled, I guess now, Joe, over 100, phenomenal athletes that we know, by name, watched on TV, have been blessed to watch, their feats, but we're able to get into the story and talk about why people love these athletes, right?
Yes, it's 102 different athletes and coaches that really exemplify various aspects of character and leadership.
Well, let's finish up the story. We had to go to break, and you were finishing up the story on Simone Biles. I mean, incredible. And I don't know why I missed that part of that. She was, maybe because it was such an abbreviated experience for her. What, a year and a half before she was officially adopted by her grandparents. But, it wasn't an easy beginning for Simone Biles.
No, it was not. And that's a lot to overcome. And yeah. She also has ADHD. I mean, so there's a lot to deal with. But what's fascinating, and I think this is true, universally true of everyone, there's probably about five pivotal moments in your life that you look back at. You didn't know they were that pivotal at the time, but they were the defining moments of your life. And one of those happened for her. She was still in elementary school. She's supposed to go on this field trip with her class, and they were going to go visit a park. And it started raining, so they took a deviation, and they went to this gymnastics gym, and they were showing them moves and different apparatuses and so forth. And they asked for volunteers, and she stepped up, and she did a couple of moves. They couldn't believe how well she did them, and then they called the grandparents and said, "You ought to get this girl in gymnastics," and that's how it began.
Wow. Well, you see, and that's the thing, unless, by fate that you run into something. I know early on when I was young, I was at a boys' club event, and I didn't even realize that I could handle a basketball until, I was playing with a bunch of older boys, and I was dribbling, and it was kind of like amazing. It was kind of like, that kind of moment, where Simone realizes that she's gifted in this way. Maybe she didn't realize, others did, and they affirmed that giftedness in her to do that. And so I can relate to somewhat, in that. And that's why I always love watching kids to see how their, their expressions and what they rise to. And it's always there, whether you're talking, Michael Jordan or even Muhammad Ali, all these,
they've had those, they've all enjoyed those early beginnings, right?
Yes, and in fact, you just talked about Muhammad Ali just for a second. Talk about those pivotal moments. He was voted the greatest athlete of the 20th century by ESPN. All right. Now, how did he get to that? And just remember, he's an 11-year-old boy. He's grown up in Louisville, Kentucky, and some kid steals his bike.
Yes.
And he's going around town, and he's saying to anybody and everybody that would listen, I'm gonna whoop this kid. When I find him, I'm gonna whoop him. And there was a police officer, and he kept listening to this, and he said to him, "Excuse me, son, do you even know how to box? Do you know how to fight?" He goes, "No." And he goes, "Well, if you wanna whoop someone, I'm gonna have to teach you how to do that."
Mm.
So he actually took him down to a boxing ring and started teaching him how to box. And if it weren't for that moment,
exactly,
we would never have known Cassius Clay, who went on to become Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, what an incredible story. Let's talk about some coaches.
Okay, let's talk about some coaches. Let me think here for a second. I mean, we have probably Tony Dungy, in terms of character, in terms of integrity, I would put him right at the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure your listeners maybe don't know or remember him, but he's obviously still alive. He was on the broadcast this weekend, but
exactly.
His claim to fame is that he took the Indianapolis Colts to a Super Bowl championship. And he was actually born in my home state of Michigan. Just a, you know, a three sport athlete. He was, found his way and won a, Super Bowl with the Steelers. And then went on to win one as a coach, so he's one of the few people who can make that claim. But, you know, when someone in the NFL gets into trouble, you know, I think of a Michael Vick,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's trying to make a comeback.
Right.
The NFL sets them up with Tony Dungy because he is so good at guiding people, helping them find their principles,
right.
their direction, and that's what he does, and he does it so well. And he would even say to his team, "We're not going to practice until 11 o'clock at night because you have other things in your life that you need to focus on as well."
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of the person that he is.
Yeah, there's no doubt his sense of, you know, for integrity, and that's always been consistent. And you know, for him, even with when he lost his son, and how he carried that pain, and you know, and was an example, you know, to all of us who suffered, you know, with him, because we felt we were just so connected to Tony Dungy, weren't we?
Yes, and I think we still are, and what he does to give back, he has all these foundations and charities, but he's really into fatherhood, and he's trying to express to all of us guys that we have a responsibility here, and we have a role to play, and it's an important role. We need to take it seriously and be the best dad that we possibly can be.
Mm-hmm. You know, and he has really leveraged this position, you know, to help so many others, as you said. He just has a heart of service, and you know, and that's clear, and it's genuine. It's not manufactured, and that's what makes him so doggone special. And you know, we appreciate it. What other coaches have you highlighted?
Well, let's see. We've got Mike Krzyzewski from just retired from Duke, and I would say that one of the greatest coaches that we highlight is Pat Summitt. From Tennessee, University of Tennessee. That's a great story. Do you want to hear about that?
Oh, absolutely. Are you getting me?
Wow. So Pat Summitt, she was born in a log cabin in Tennessee. Her father's a farmer. She's got all these brothers, and she was expected to do everything that the brothers were supposed to do. And, you know, up at 5 o'clock in the morning, milking cows and carrying heavy stuff, and she did it all. And if you think back to when she played basketball, girls played 6-on-6 because they didn't think that girls could run the court back and forth. It would be too exhausting for them. Mm-hmm. So they played either offense or defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they never crossed half court. So you had 3 offense, 3 defense. Anyway, so she did that, and she was very good at it and went on to play in college. And then as soon as she graduated, she took a job as an assistant coach at University of Tennessee, and the coach quit within 2 weeks, and she was the head coach. And I think one of the funny stories is that to recruit people, she would put up flyers in the dorms. She'd walk around the cafeteria and try to recruit people. That's how elementary it was back then in the 70s before Title IX hit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know, why not? I mean, you know, draw from the people that are nearby. And of course, you know, that was, you know, as you say, prior to Title IX. And look at it worked for her, right? I mean, this successful career that she enjoyed and the winning record.
Yes. Yeah. She won multiple national championships, and she was still coaching right up to the time when she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was probably dead within 3 years of that diagnosis. And she coached for one of those years. And I think she had 1,098 victories.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess at this one, but I think it was, God, I want to say 11 national championships. I don't know if that's right, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them, though.
Yeah. Dr. Joe, what a gift, huh? What a gift she was.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
In every sense of the word. We mentioned that we want to talk a little tennis, you know, a little Arthur Ashe.
Yeah, so Arthur Ashe, every year if you watch the ESPYs, you know, the big award of the night is the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. And a lot of people today might not even know who Arthur Ashe was. But Arthur Ashe was born in Virginia, and still at the end of the segregated South, so he wasn't allowed to play tennis against other white kids, and he knew he couldn't go to the University of Virginia because that was segregated, so he went to UCLA, won a national championship. He ends up being a really solid tennis player, and in fact, he was ranked number one just for a short period of time. But I chose him for humanity, really, because once he became number one, he used that to the influence of good. And what he saw was the apartheid that was happening in South Africa, and he wanted to make sure that did not last. He opened up the curtain on that, and he protested that, and he went to play there the first time they ever saw a black man play tennis against a white person, and he demanded that the seating was segregated, and he opened up that curtain, and
you mean integrated, right? Is what you meant? Integrated?
Yes.
The seating was
I'm
integrated.
Sorry.
Yes, right.
Yeah, he demanded it was integrated. He wouldn't play unless blacks were sitting right next to whites, and that was something that never happened in that country.
Wow. What a neat project, and here we got 3 books to enjoy. Dr. Joe Hudel, author of Sports Role Models. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with